Pines of the Appian Way from Respighi's Pines of Rome, with the New York Philharmonic, conducted by Giuseppe Sinopoli. The texts were read by Peter Marinka and Sean Phillips. The Eternal City was produced by Clive Portbury. For full details of the words and music in the programme, go to the Radio 3 homepage and follow the links to words and music. In our prom at 7:30 tomorrow, Barry Douglas will be giving the first performance of Kevin Volland's Piano Concerto No. 3. You can hear that live on Radio 3. We're on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and also online. The time now is 11:30, time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello. Do you recognise this voice?
What is challenging through the music is humanity, like how much we are learning from each other, how much we're growing, how much we are capable of respecting from the different traditions, and jazz has those values in it.
That was Danilo Perez talking about his current CD, Providencia, and there'll be a lot more from Danilo later on. Also, King's Place in London put jazz at the heart of their music festival from the 8th to the 11th of September, and Ayanna Whitter-Johnson will be joining me to talk about that. Plus, we've plenty of new releases and classic jazz tracks for you. To start, one of the great characters of the British jazz and blues scene, guitarist Billy Jenkins. He has a new album out called Jazz Gives Me the Blues. The very definition of alternative is his music and conception, and it has a strong British signature to which he carves out a most individual and honest expression of the blues. The album combines one Jenkins original with several classics from the jazz canon and a few Duke Ellington pieces, including I Ain't Got Nothing But the Blues.
Ain't got no change in my pocket, ain't got no soul in my shoes, eyes are glazed in my socket, ain't got nothing but the blues. Ain't got no motion that's working, ain't got no feelings to prove, don't have a dream that's working, ain't got nothing but the blues. But the band is swinging and the folks are singing, but I just can't get off the ground. Believe me, Mr. Jim, things have got pretty thin since I left old Lucian Town. Ain't got no rest in my slumber, don't have no winnings to lose. Last time I telephone numbers, oh Jim, ain't got nothing but the blues. Stomping near Ecuador, I just can't get off the ground. Believe me, Mickey Beck, I've been so sick since I left my little house in Lewisham Town. Ain't got no penthouse to live there. Don't have no big boat to cruise. Sold all my guns at the buffet. Nothing but the man. Jazz gives me the blues. jazz. Jazz gives me nothing but blues.
That unique signature brittle guitar sound from Billy Jenkins, and he was singing also, I Ain't Got Nothing But the Blues, from his new CD, Jazz Gives Me the Blues. Finn Peters was on alto saxophone, Jim Watson was playing the Nord organ, and Mike Pickering was on drums. The album is out now on the VOTP label. And Billy Jenkins performed with the BBC Big Band for this program at the London Jazz Festival last year to much acclaim. Well, we move from blues to the bebop sounds and the flowing alto of Herb Geller, who releases a live recording which reunites him with fellow altoist and old friend Charlie Mariano. The CD captures the two of them in concert in 2002 at the Halle Opera House in Germany. Here's Geller as he introduces us to his version of a much-loved standard.
We'd like to do an old standard, Stella by Starlight. You can even sing along with it, but quietly. Thank you.
the alto saxophones of two veteran beboppers, Herb Geller and Charlie Mariano, who came together to perform Stella by Starlight in 2002 at the Halle Opera House in Germany, to form a quartet with no drums. Thomas Biller was on piano, Burkhard Braun was on bass. The album is called Herb Geller in Concert with Charlie Mariano and is out now on the HEP label. Danilo Perez is coming up shortly, but first, the voice of Zoe Schwartz and a new album on 33 Records called Blue Connotation, which includes regular collaborator Rob Coral on guitar, Gareth Williams is on piano, Steve Thompson is on bass, and Paul Robinson is on the drums. And the album leans to the blues side of jazz, as Schwartz explains in the album's liner notes. Here's an original from the pen of Schwartz and Coral. It's called She Was Just a Name.
Just a name. Demanded
vocalist Zoe Schwartz with guitarist Rob Coral, and She Was Just a Name from their new CD, Blue Commotion. Gareth Williams took the piano solo, Steve Thompson was on bass, Paul Robinson on the drums, and the album is out now on the 33 Records label. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph. We are online, on FM, and on DAB Digital Radio. Danilo Perez has been making waves in music since his early days as the pianist with John Hendricks, Paquita de Rivera, and Dizzy Gillespie, to his own colourful and expansive experiments with his own groups, his teaching, ambassadorial duties for his home country of Panama, and his position as one of the central musicians in Wayne Shorter's immensely invigorating quartet. He has a new album out on the Mac Avenue label. It's called Providencia, and he spoke to Jazz Lineup about his motivation for making the album.
My first experience with being a father. And then I hold this miracle in my hands, and I'm a part of that, oh my God. And I'm crying, and with my wife. And then this question just came to me, like, what are we doing for the future of this young people? I mean, what we as human beings, I felt pretty guilty the way that, how we paying for water nowadays. We are just basically not being good to the earth, and how short vision we are behaving. We are not thinking long term. So it kind of hit me really profound, like, so what can I do? I can try to write music or start playing music that have no beginning, no ending, that only feels like hope, telling, from my place what I can give positive thought and taking chances.
The choice of personnel was an important part in the creative process.
Yeah, this music grew out of different experiences, I actually capitalized on the fact that we have a very strong dynamic with the trio, Ben Street and Alan Cruz. And I kind of wanted to expand that experience to more colors, having woodwinds, having, Rudresh Manhattapa and Sara Serpa voice, a lot of things that I've been, feel very attracted. But more than the music, it's more of a process for me, because I just wanted to find ways to bring a community, a lot of people into record, the feeling of a lot of things happening.
Then Danilo put into perspective the meaning of his chosen title, unfurling the rich culture of his beloved homeland.
Yeah, Galactic Panama, with a lot of people, a lot of children running around, and a lot of people. We have a huge Hindu influence because of the canal. Panama is like very cosmopolitan because of the way that the country functions as a transit, So I wanted to have that view of Panama, but from way on the galaxy, with all the struggles and all the, and I wanted to be groovy, because the Panama has some really good, strong rhythms, very close to Africa. But I also wanted the challenge of having children running around, and, what do we do with them when they're coming? Are we doing, preparing ourselves to leave something for them? And it's a question, kind of, posing in the music,
Thank you.
Galactic Panama from pianist and composer Danilo Perez, our special guest on Jazz Lineup.
That's what I call global jazz. I mean, you know, the music that is being influenced by the momentum of globalization. But Panama was globalized, pretty much many from the beginning.
Danilo spoke further about the musical riches, the street music from the regular people of Panama.
Yeah, street, there's a lot of culture. We have a very interesting aspect of the different elements that were brought to the different period. For example, when we were a part of the big great family of Great Colombia, we have influence of a lot of Colombian music, but we also have influence from Cuba, Puerto Rico, but we also have influence from flamenco early through the singers, you know. As a matter of fact, some of the main dress, La Pollera, for example, was something that were brought from Spain, and they are living, there's a living proof of that connection. We still celebrate the same type of parties that years ago they used to celebrate in Spain. We have the influence from the Peru through the slave, also influence from the danzón, the early Cuban music, and very important, we have the influence from the native Indians, you know, and also the Caribbean sound, like the calypso, soca, Jamaica, Trinidad. So it's just like the country itself is biodiverse. That's why I call my music biomusical, because it is a lot of plants and trees that are not supposed to be that close. They're living with each other, animals, you know, they're like so close to each other.
Danilo has a wide variety of influences. Here's his explanation of his title, The Oracle.
Yeah, that's a personal tribute to a great teacher of mine, Charlie Vanacos, who actually was a mentor for a lot of the great masters like Michael Brecker and Mike Stern. And he was one of those guys who dedicated his life to teaching. And what spoke to me profoundly about him and why to include him in this record is because, of course, he passed away last year. But also, one time, you know, he was asked who was his favorite student. And he said, whoever I am working at the moment with. And that spoke to me about humanity. And I wish a lot more people would be like that, would be in the moment, would be so given to, you know, that's why he's in the record, because he's one of those person that we should imitate, not only teaching music, but as a behavior, like, you know, he believed in people, he believed in, he was very hopeful.
Danilo Perez with Ben Street and Adam Cruz and Rudresh Mahanthappa. That was The Oracle, dedicated to the great teacher and mentor, Charlie Banakis. Teaching is a very important aspect of his craft, and Danilo has held a notable professorship at the famed Berklee College of Music for well over a decade now.
Well, you know, one of the challenges that I saw being posed is just the way society is developing. Very isolated, very, you know, it's funny, I look at the eye, everything that is a business like iPhone, iPad, I. And I think a lot of the challenges that are posed in school on education is that the preservation of these musics is actually to understand that this is music that has antidote against that virus. And we most exercise it really profound. It's hard for a kid just to come to school and, you know, the celebration, maybe their life experience, they haven't really lived enough to tell a story about, you know, sometimes they may be thinking they're playing jazz, but they're actually playing the American Idol kind of game, you know. And I think what we have to do, whoever has been around who have been able to learn from the masters, that we must take leadership and we must be out there helping them to give them situations or giving opportunities so they can develop also. And if we can not only teach, but I like the idea of mentorship better, which is you learn from them. You know, you give and they give you back. That's why I'm teaching, and Berklee is a tremendous place because it also has that collage, that diversity, that cosmopolitan feel to people from all over the world coming to, and you can feel how what is challenging through the music is humanity, like how much we are learning from each other, how much we're growing, how much we are capable of respecting from the different traditions, and jazz has those values in it, you know. And that's why I'm so excited. I'm leading this institute called the Global Jazz Institute, which is very interesting because I realized that a lot of the kids nowadays can play their butt off. But it's their stories they're telling, you know. So I'm providing them with situations, for example, they had to play a retirement home. Part of the course is to play for, you know, older people, people in their 70s, people that were abandoned, so they can connect with a piece like Misty, because sometimes that piece doesn't mean anything to them, but it means something to, you know. And they have to play in prison too, so they can see reality check. You know, you're playing an instrument, what does that mean? You're responsible. But it's not so much of self-gratification as comparing what you have in life. How come you're not the one convicted inside? You see, and you're feeling a commitment play in a way that brings a certain level of energy back into the air that is positive.
The last track on the album is a reflective piece called The Maze, and Danilo sets the scene.
And The Maze, I put it on because that was a completely spontaneous improvisation. So we did it over there's a lot of music out there. We didn't plan this. And I remember Ruder's face, like, what are we doing? It's like, I don't know. Let's tell us what to do. And then I chose a part that had that feeling. You know, this is a collage of that. You know, it's almost like drawing. You just throw a lot of ideas and then you put it together. This is how this record, and especially towards the ending, came together.
Thank you.
Danilo Perez on piano, Rudrish Mahanthapa on the alto saxophone. That was The Maze, The End, from Danilo's album Providencia, out on the Mac Avenue label. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3. With me, Julian Joseph, we are online, on FM, and on DAB Digital Radio. So, from the intelligent and irresistible soul of the galactic Panamanian to the global jazz man Pee Wee Ellis, who reflects his history on his new recording Teneration. Having cut his teeth on the rhythm and blues scene with the irrepressible James Brown, he subtitles the album From Jazz to Funk and Back. It's a double CD with two rhythm sections, one on the funkier side featuring guitarist Tony Remy, and another on the more straight-ahead jazz side featuring Gareth Williams on piano, Lawrence Cottle on electric bass, and drummer Guido May, who's featured in both rhythm sections. Here's Pee-wee's version of the Sonny Rollins classic composition, Sunny Moon for Two. Ellis getting his jazz on with that slight reharmonization of Sunny Moon for Two from his new CD, Teneration, featuring Gareth Williams on the piano. That's the second outing for him on today's show. He's a busy guy. Lawrence Cottle was putting in the duties there on electric bass and doing many, many great things soloing there. And Guido May was playing the drums. And they all got a chance to shine. And Teneration is out now on the MIG label. Bassist Carl Eastwood's recorded output for the Candid label over the last decade or so has been going from strength to strength, and his current album, Songs from the Chateau, has been representing him well. Eastwood will be performing in Wales at the Tabernacle in Machynlleth in a few days. So we went back a few years into the vaults to his 2004 album Paris, featuring the piano of ex-Lifetime keyboardist Alan Pasqua, and this is the ballad Solferino.
Thank you. Thank you.
Carl Eastwood on electric bass, and the tender Solferino from his 2004 CD Paris. Alan Pasqual was on piano, and you can catch Carl and his band on Wednesday the 24th of August at the Tabernacle in Machynlleth in Wales. Quite a global show today with artists from Panama, the UK and the US. It's time to go back to the Latin flavour of Brazil and the music of pianist and vocalist Eliane Elias. Her latest album is called Light My Fire, where she covers popular classics from jazz, pop and the Latin songbook. Here's her reading of the Dave Brubeck classic Take Five.
Baby, only.
pianist and vocalist Eliane Elias and her calm transformation of the Paul Desmond composition made famous by Dave Brubeck. That was Take Five. Randy Brecker was the featured trumpet on that track. The album is very much music played with the Brazilian signature and has Gilberto Gil guesting on a couple of tracks. The album is called Light My Fire and out on the Decca label. I certainly Decca over here, but it's also on the Concord Picante label. And Eliane will be coming into the studio to speak with us soon for a future jazz lineup, so watch this space. King's Place in London has a music festival, jazz, contemporary classical, folk, and all in between. The festival comprises a huge variety of artistic events with a staggering 100 performances taking place in just 4 days. On top of the jazz and the classical, you've got world music concerts, dance, contemporary, spoken word, and comedy performances. And taking part in that festival is vocalist and cellist Ayana Witter-Johnson. She's been forging her own path in the world of music with her voice and trusty cello by her side. She sang at the Apollo in Harlem, winning over the audience to take first prize in the talent contest, and is a featured artist at the King's Place Music Festival. Welcome, Ayana.
Thank you.
And when are the dates of the festival at King's Place?
It's the 8th to the 11th of September.
Are you excited about it?
Super excited. Actually, this week I'm going to meet one of my collaborators and we're going to initiate our journey and explore the music that we're going to perform in the festival. So what's
your approach to the festival and to your part of the festival?
It's a very unusual commission in many ways. I haven't had an experience like it, and it's extravagant in some ways to have three performances on one night with three completely different artists, two of whom I've worked with before, one of whom I haven't, mm-hmm. and each of them bring out a different side of my musicality, which is great. So it won't feel like I'm repeating myself, but it will feel like I am exploring variations of myself, which is
so what are the aspects of your music? I mean, you're a vocalist, you're a cellist. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the vocal side to your music.
The vocal side is very blues-based, and it became more so over the past 2 years being in America, and my interest in American music and music coming from the plantations and just the legacy of the slave trade, and a lot of that interests me very much. So I make black folk music, and mainly blues-based, soul-influenced, jazz-inspired, and I'm coming from a classical music tradition as well. So I'm trying to see how to almost create a new form of Negro spiritual in some ways.
That's a good segue into your instrumental music, your piano playing and your cello playing, because the cello is like an extension of you. I've seen a few clips. You sing and you play with great gusto and verve on the cello. What is it that you're trying to get to on the cello?
And I thought about this a lot, and I'm still thinking. I think it's going to be one of those ongoing questions, but because it's so close to my human voice, I'm exploring more the doubling of those two sounds and to see how best to sort of sing through the cello as opposed to a separate entity, because it can seem like that, but the way in which I hold it and the way in which it accompanies me, I like to harmonize with it. I like to use it as a second voice that I can have a dialogue with. So I'm trying to play it in such a way that I can comment on what I'm singing about.
Right, so it's an extension on your voice.
Yes, definitely.
Rather than your voice being an extension of the cello.
The voice is inspired by the cello, but I feel as though the cello is an extension of the voice. Yes.
I like that. I like that. Wow. And so where do you find you're moving to? Do you find you're moving to different musical areas and expanding on this conception?
Yeah, I feel as though the music is becoming very theatrical. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in other people's stories. At the Apollo Theatre, I sang my song, which I wrote to a speech that was given in 1851 by Sojourner Truth, who was a former slave. And I'm finding a real interest in taking female stories and perspectives that I think should be shared, and seeing how the music can enhance that and bring it into different spaces. I also found some diary excerpts of Queen Victoria a few years ago and have made some of those excerpts into love songs. And so I feel as though there are stories that can remain dormant if they're not sort of reworked and put into new arenas.
It's the perspective, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually because history deals with one particular type of perspective.
Yes, that's right.
And when you change that perspective, it makes the history richer.
Yep.
And yet it's still all of our history.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And doing that with music is ever so powerful.
Very powerful, and especially when you treat it intimately. People can feel that, and I'm interested that people feel that the mood and the atmosphere I'm trying to create, as well as understanding the text. I mean, if they don't sing or understand English, which they may not everyone does, I still want the message to come across somehow without it just relying on the language, the text, especially with song, especially.
Who are your collaborators at King's Place?
Gwyneth Herbert, the mm-hmm. amazing Gwyneth Herbert, mm-hmm. who is a great storyteller in her own right. She tells fantastic songs, and that's what's drawn me to her as someone I've been working with on and off for the past few years. And following Gwyn, I'm working with Robert Mitchell. He is just an amazing pianist who features on my debut EP.
Ayana, what are we going to hear?
We're going to hear a piece called Let Me Go that Robert and I recorded for my EP, and it draws upon experiences I had when I first got to America.
This is Ayana Witter-Johnson and Robert Mitchell with Let Me Go.
I must confess that I felt things I've never felt before. I want things, but I'm not always sure. Smile inside a cry, 'cause I have caused you so much pain, more than I'll ever know. You know we're not meant to be, so let me go. Thank you.
Let Me Go from my special guest Iana Whitta Johnson, and Robert Mitchell was playing the piano there, and they will be featured at the King's Place Music Festival. And Iana, her gig is there on the 8th of September, so make sure you get along to that. Who else is performing at the festival that really interests you? And just give us a sort of overview of the festival that you find you're fitting into or that's fitting in around you.
Well, maybe a little bit surprising, but one of the things I'd really like to see is some of Arvo Pärt's work by the London Sinfonietta. Mm-hmm. Because I've seen some small instrumental pieces, but not a chamber. So mm-hmm. I'd really like to check that out. Omar Puente is also playing, and Robert has his own gig, is incredible. There are more classically oriented programs and the more jazz program. It's very rich, and it's a real treat to have such a rich festival so locally.
Iana Whitta Johnson, it's such a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you for coming in.
Indeed, thank you for having me.
And the King's Place Music Festival takes place from the 8th of September to the 11th. And also there are a few other gigs coming up at King's Place. Gwilym Simcock is there on the 17th of September. And Shabaka Hutchings is there on December the 10th. And you know what? Jazz Lineup will be there for both concerts. So you'll be able to hear that. One of the feature jazz greats whose music is represented at the festival is clarinetist Benny Goodman. It'll be played by the Jazz Repertory Company. They'll be recreating chamber jazz from the 1930s and an overview of jazz in 45 minutes. Well, let's get to the real thing and get into the mood right here. Benny Goodman in 1941 with The Earl. Slick. The Earl from the Benny Goodman Band in 1941. Benny Goodman was on clarinet, Mal Powell was playing the piano, and Marty Blitz was on bass. Skippy Martin and Clint Nagley were on alto saxophones. And Benny, along with other greats from the 1930s, will have their music played by the Jazz Repertory Company, who will be featured alongside artists such as Iana Whitta Johnson and pianist Robert Mitchell, and a host of players from the burgeoning Edition Records label, at the King's Place Music Festival from the 8th to the 11th of September. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, online, on FM and on DAB Digital Radio. Composer and pianist Michael Garrick chooses his collaborators with a specific colour and concept in mind, and the inclusion of vocalist Anita Wardell on this set, which comments on poetry and description, demonstrates that. The album is called Green and Pleasant Land and features Anita on one piece called Baltimore Oriole.
Baltimore Oriole took a look at the mercury, why it was 40 below. No time for a lady to be dragging her feathers around in the snow, leaving her maid. Straight she flew to the tangible, where a two-time and jaybird met the divine missile. Baltimore messed about with that jaybird till he singed her wings. Forgiving is easy, it's a woman like sort of happens like now and then thing. Take her back home, home ain't home without a warbling. Make a lonely man happy, Baltimore, Baltimore Oriole. time for a lady to be dragging her feathers around in the snow, leaving her maid. Straight she flew to the tangible, where a two-time in Jaybird met the divine missile. Messed about with that Jaybird till he singed her wings. Forgiving is easy, it's a woman like, sort of happens like now and then thing. Take her back home, home, ain't home without a wobbling. You gotta make a lonely man happy, Baltimore, REO. Come down from your bed, fly to your daddy now, fly to your daddy now, fly to your daddy now.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Vocalist Anita Wardell featured with pianist and composer Michael Garrick on Baltimore Oriole from the Garrick album Green and Pleasant Land. Joining Garrick were Son Christian on violin, Dominic Ashworth on the guitar and Paul Moylan on the bass. And you can catch Anita Wardell with her quartet on Thursday the 25th of August at the Tower Theatre in Folkestone. Incidentally, Michael Garrick will be featured on a special jazz lineup at Christmas time this year, where we feature his Peter Pan suite. Well, that's it for now. Jazz Lineup sends its congratulations to Julian Siegel on winning the London Jazz Award for Art and Performance 2011. It was announced by the London Festival Fringe. Join me next week when US saxophonist Joshua Redmond tells us about his current album, James Farm. Check out Jazz on 3 on Monday night, where they play replays of the Cheltenham Jazz Festival. They play Anglo-Norwegian group Food and music from Django Bates. Till next week, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
Hello from me, Susan Sharp, and welcome to Through the Night here on Radio 3. This morning's concert features the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra with their chief conductor Vladimir Válek in music by Dvořák and his great champion Brahms. They're playing Dvořák's three concert overtures, portraying the three great creative forces in the universe, nature, life and love. And after that, the Brahms double concerto for violin and cello, with soloists Petr Zdvihal and Pavel Ludvík. Dvořák composed his trilogy of concert overtures in the early 1890s when he was at the peak of his fame. The most popular is the middle one, the Boisterous Carnival. And that opens the concert. Thank you. Carnival, one of Dvorak's three concert overtures, Nature, Life and Love. Vladimir Válek conducted the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra. The nature theme runs through all three overtures, but in this next one, Othello, it becomes dark and even distorted. Here, love is a power that can impart bliss and bring destruction. It's almost a portrait of jealousy at work.
Thank you.
Dvorak's Othello Overture, inspired by Shakespeare's Jealous Moor, the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra conducted by Vladimir Válek. They're ending Dvorak's trilogy of concert overtures with the one known in English as In Nature's Realm, and it grows out of the stillness of a summer night as nature awakes a man's hopes of happiness and fulfilment.